Do you really want to know why most young people are on their phones? Now, I know that many, if not most of the people that watch my channel are in their upper 30s, 40s, 50s, and older. Do you want to know why younger people are on their phones? The answer is very simple. They find life utterly boring. When they put their phone down and they look at everything in front of them, they don't see anything exciting. They're bored with life. And they don't see the immense opportunity that is there. So they find excitement in other things, in their phones, in the movies that they watch, and all these other things. And the truth is that life holds for us so much potential, so much excitement, but someone has to tell us about it. Now, I've always had this desire in my heart ever since I was little. I wanted to do something great. I wanted to be a superhero, which is why in the last 10 to 12 years, these movies, these Marvel movies with the Avengers and all these other characters have become so immensely popular. If you don't know anything about what this is, it's a series of about 20 different movies with all these different characters in this kind of what they call this sort of universe that they all eventually at some point connect of superheroes with different powers. Why are these movies so incredibly popular with young people and even with older people? I think because they see and we see something in those heroes that we want to be. We look at our ordinary life and we say, this is boring. I want something more. And so to kind of dull the pain of boredom, we look at our phones. But every now and then we go and check out these movies and it stirs up something inside of us to be more than just a regular person going through our regular boring routine and our regular boring life that seems to be going nowhere. We want more. We want to fight evil characters from outer space. We want to save the world. We want to save other people. And what's amazing is that our Catholic faith offers all of us the opportunity to be a hero in incredible ways that often aren't presented. But I still want more. I want to be a hero. I want to be a purgatory avenger. Yes, I just connected those two things and coined this new idea. I want to be a purgatory avenger. And did you know that you can do that? Did you know that we can actually save people from fire? And I'm not just talking about rosaries and masses and this thing and that prayer and the other thing. I'm talking about more. I'm talking about everything, because if you learn from these movies, when you become a hero, you leave everything behind. You lay everything down. You lay your whole life for the mission, for the needs of the people that you were trying to save. And that's what I want to invite you to do. Now, this is something I did about 10 years ago, so I'm surprised I haven't talked about this before. My friends, I want to tell you about the heroic act of charity. Now, this is something that has been around for maybe 250 years. It's hard to get some history about it. So this is an idea where through a simple vow or a simple prayer, we offer to God all of the satisfactory value of our actions and prayers and sacrifices, even until after we die. So what does this mean? Now, first of all, a few things that we have to talk about. What is satisfaction? And then when we talk about merit. So merit is the reward that each of us individually have. Perhaps a better way to say it is it's our own personal holiness, the level of holiness that we achieved. We can't give that away. That's an incredibly personal thing that is given to each person, and that cannot be given because that is who you make yourself to be through the graces that God gives you during your life. Now, the satisfactory value of your actions and your prayers, that's something a little bit different. So with all our actions and prayers and masses and things like that we go through in our lives and the thing that we suffer, there's this kind of atonement value that each of these have to repair and atone for our sins. That's called this satisfactory value because satisfaction is being made. That is what this heroic act is talking about, that we can take that portion, that value of all of our actions and offer it on behalf of someone else. So for instance, even when we die, people are offering masses to satisfy and atone for the sins during our life. We can make a simple vow where we give even that to the souls in purgatory, where we give everything possible to atone for sins. We give it for them so that everything that we do from waking to sleeping is all for them. And in this way, imagine if you did this, because this is more than just a prayer that you do. This is the whole of your life, your present, your future. You give it all to the Blessed Mother for them. And you in this way become an incredible hero for them, literally rescuing people from fire, rescuing people from darkness, rescuing people from intense and incredible and long suffering. You become heroic as the name implies. And I don't know about you, but I want to enter heaven a saint, not just a regular person. We have enough of those. We need more both in our world right now and in heaven, because from there, then we can intercede for people here on earth. I want to be more, and so should you. If you have been watching my channel to any degree, if you've been watching all these different videos, I want to challenge you to something more. Not just a new prayer, not just doing more of this, not even just masses, which are unbelievable, but I want you to give your whole life in a heroic way for the souls in purgatory. My friends, I will post throughout the video this specific prayer, the heroic act of charity, or as some people call it, the heroic vow of charity for the souls in purgatory. I will put a link below to its history, to the prayer, to maybe some different questions that you have, but don't just be a regular person. Be a purgatory avenger. Live out that desire in your heart that many of you have killed, have numbed, have forgotten because you become cynical. Be a saint for the souls in purgatory. Give them everything. Pray this prayer, and your life will be changed dramatically. Do you want to have unlimited energy like me? Do you want to live to be 120 years old like Moses? Then you need to drink Encha Matcha Green Tea. It has as much caffeine as coffee and way more nutrients. Matcha is an ancient green tea from Japan using shade-grown green tea leaves ground into a powder. You make it into a drink and you drink it and it makes you feel unbelievably amazing. Check out the link below in the description and use the code UNIQUELYMARY to get 10% off your order. Thank you, Encha Matcha Green Tea, for supporting my channel.